This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was undisciplined. That was disappointing. And that was incredibly frustrating. I don't know how a 49er fan can feel differently. No matter the circumstances, I think everybody had there, like, somewhere in there, you do shrug your shoulders and go, my God, you know, if I had told you before the season that the 49ers are going to play the Chiefs and there would be no Christian, no Debo, very, very little of Brandon and no Juwan, if I had said that, your expectations would change completely in terms of what was going to happen. But we're in it, and they're in it, and there's context to all of it. And so that's not the way we felt going into it. We still expect them to do something. And so I went into this, and I told you this. I go, they're not scoring 30 points in this game. They're not scoring 30 points in this game. And so expectations were lower. The Chiefs' defense is fantastic, but like anything else, Dibs, for me, it's the way. It's not that it happened. It's the way it happened.
Sure.
And that was a performance that you just, you can't accept.
No, you can't.
You can't accept that.
I do think you have to look at it from the other side as well, which is they had no Isaiah, their Super Bowl winning running back. They had no Juju, who's at least a good receiver. Whether or not you think he's great or not doesn't matter.
No Rice, no Hollywood.
They had no Rice, no Hollywood. They only had a little bit of Travis Kelce, and their quarterback was not amazing throwing the football. Now, he was good running it, but if you would take, and Guru said this earlier and I agreed with him, if you would look at his stat line and then put that forward and say, this is what you're going to get from Mahomes, you're thinking, yeah, I'll take that every single day.
Absolutely.
Yet your quarterback, Brock Purdy, not yours, but ours, threw three picks, and he looked out of sorts, like really out of sorts. He was late on throws. He underthrew a couple others. He had a terrible red zone interception, which if they can somehow get a touchdown there, the game feels totally different. So, yeah, Kansas City absolutely dominated them. And I think Kyle Shanahan used the phrase kicked our ass in the post game, which is fair, but you still had many chances to win that game.
You know, it's funny, though. Kicked their ass. Yes, they did, but not in what I would say is the traditional sense of the phrase. I thought Kansas City's defense totally kicked their ass. They were fantastic. I expected them to be. They're a very good group. If you're sleeping on Kansas City's defense, you're not seeing what they're doing. The graphics that they were putting up over in terms of how they've held running backs down, some of the top ones in the game in their schedule this year, really hit me. And Jordan Mason did not look like himself. He looked hesitant. There weren't holes. He finally busted through a little bit in the second half. But yeah, they were fantastic, and give them all kinds of credit. But I thought where Kansas City kicked the Niners' butt was not necessarily up and down the field. It was in terms of their, I'm going to make up a new phrase, their buttoned-uppedness. That's where they kicked their butt. Kansas City made mistakes. They made football mistakes. But they didn't make any hellacious mental mistakes. The Niners made 14 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's hard to understand and hard to accept. If you're a fan of this football team.
Yeah, and it's becoming more of a trend than you would want to acknowledge. And whether it's the special teams, which again, the special teams reared its ugly head again with a huge kick return and a missed PAT, which ultimately forced you to be in a 2-score game where it should have been a 1-score game. And yeah, you could say they should have gone for two. And if they don't get the two, well, you're down nine. So they chose to kick the one and be down eight, and then, or they would have been down one at that point. So whatever you want to look at as the decision, it's the execution that's the bigger issue. And special teams, big problem. I thought the defense was mostly good.
Yeah, they were good.
And then
good.
You got to the second half, and the offense didn't do them a lot of favors. And then Kansas City started to impose their will, and their interior three offensive linemen are very good. And if you watch the tape, Kareem Hunt, off the guard, off guard all day, off tackle, they were going straight downhill, and the Niners would give up 6 and 5 and 6 and 7, and that was the ball game.
Well, but even when they didn't, I thought you made a really good point in the crossover. Like, even when they would just hand the ball to Kareem Hunt on first down and he'd only get two, okay, 2nd and 8.
Yep.
And then you'd give it to him again and he would get 3 or 4. Like, okay, 3rd and 4. And Patrick Mahomes on 3rd and 4 is really difficult to stop. Even when he throws it to Travis Kelce behind the sticks. Travis Kelce, this has been described to me. I remember when Kyle Rudolph used to come on the show, another former tight end.
Yeah.
And people ask, because you're like, why is Travis Kelce, like, I don't see why he's so dominant. It's not like he's faster than George Kittle or Dallas Goedert or whatever. Like, it's not. What is so great about him? And he goes, it's because he understands leverage better than anyone I've ever seen play the position before. And I go, that's interesting. And then I thought we saw it on that really important 3rd down in the second half where Mahomes throws it to him out in the right flat. And Kelce knows the second that he's going to receive the ball to plant a foot in the ground and go the other way. And he faked the linebacker right out of his shoes.
Yep.
And converted the 1st down. And that's what they did so well. The 49ers, on the other hand, I mean, they couldn't even start the game without 1st and 20. They run into the line. It's 2nd and 11, holding 2nd and 21.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. Like, please.
Get Wisnowski ready.
Stop shooting yourselves in the foot. And I know where this goes. And here's, I think, the hard thing for a 49er fan to sort of navigate. You mentioned it. You look at Kyle Shanahan on the sideline, and he is screaming into his mic. He's covering his mouth. He is every cuss word in the book because he's saying the same thing we are. You undisciplined mofos, will you stop making mistakes? But if you ask any fan,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who do you blame when your outfit shows up and they're undisciplined? Who do you blame?
You blame the coach.
I don't know what to do with that. Kyle's furious. He looks like he's got teenagers at home. That's what it looks like. Kyle coaching the Niners looks like you and me with teenagers. They won't do what you tell them to do, but if they're all over town robbing grocery stores, who are the cops going to call?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom and Dad, what are you doing over there? Who's the school going to call? So I don't know what to do with that. You can do whatever you want with that. Sure, it's on the coaching staff.
Yep.
But they're just as ticked as we are.
They can be ticked, and you can, you know, be as mad as you want to be, and you've got one more game before the bye, but the bottom line is this has to get fixed. And I'm thinking about everything you're saying about the discipline, and it's a 3-0 game, early second quarter, 2nd and 10, and the Chiefs run a screen, and the Niners see it coming, and they absolutely snuff it out, but there's a flag, and they call Bosa for lining up in the neutral zone, and I watched it back today, and I realized that it wasn't Bosa, it was Okwuanu, and when you look at it, He's in the neutral zone.
Yep.
He's literally lined up beyond the blue line is the line of scrimmage line. And so that, instead of a 3rd and 13, it's now 2nd and 5. And so you get another play. Worthy gets a first down. Then you get Givens to jump offsides on 1st and goal from the 8. That's a free play. And then Carson Wentz comes in out of nowhere, and they run a little pistol with Wentz to Kareem Hunt, and then they score a touchdown. But the greater point is those little moments of you had a play totally bottled up, and that's when they went to Kyle, and he, I believe, mouthed, "You got to be effing kidding me."
Bleeping me, yeah.
Right, because he saw what happened, which is the defense called a great play. They stop a screen. It's going to be 3rd and long, and at the very least, you're going to hold them to 3, and it's a 3-3 game. But instead, they get 2nd and 5. They convert. Touchdown. You're down 7-3.
I got 2 questions for you, and then we really want to go to the phones. Okay? Let it out. What do you want to point to? Let's do this. 888-957-9570. Those of you who are already on hold, stay right there. 2 questions for you. 1, real quick. You ever seen Brock Purdy play worse?
I would say no. Like, we can look at Baltimore, 4 interceptions.
Sure.
2 of those, Greg Cosell would tell you, were fluky, but I saw yesterday where he had multiple passes batted down. He had one that he threw into Dominic Pooney's head.
Yep.
And
great observation. And that like, was like, how the hell? What on earth is going on?
His first pick he was late on. The red zone pick was a throw he never should have made. And then the overthrow to Ronnie Bell. He looked really shaky, is the word I would use. Shaky. Yeah. So, no, Mark, I've never seen it that bad.
I agree. Worst game of Brock Purdy's career. So, here's the extended question. And this is what I think we really want to get to today. Do you take yesterday as just yesterday, or would you like to put a narrative to it? In other words, you know what I'm saying now?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, because this is what
I hear. What's the backup's name?
This is, Brandon Allen.
Thank you.
No, what I'm saying, what I hear from a lot of people, I woke up early this morning. And the same thing I always do. About to go for a run. Let's see what Bonte and Joe are doing. Turned out it was a different Joe today. So that was the first surprise. The second surprise.
Restaurant quality?
Spot on.
Thank you.
The second surprise is that the first caller I hear uses the 2 words Trey Lance. And I'm like, now I need to go to AirPods and turn on like easy listening.
I think he could be gotten.
Oh my gosh. So that's what led me to that question. So, to me, yesterday is a flat-out stink bomb.
Yep.
And there's nobody who's going to miss the guilty verdict. Nobody.
He's the guiltiest, though, I would say.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was the worst game of his life, if you ask me. I've never seen him play worse. So, you're not escaping that. But how many of you want to take yesterday and make a Kyle or Brock narrative out of it? Or was it just yesterday?
Yeah.
How would you answer that?
It was just yesterday. And I think about the Fade the Dibbers bit where I win 2 games in a row and I talk about how hot I am and you say, no, you need to win 3 in a row to be hot. And at the same time, when I lose 2 in a row, I'm not really cold until I lose 3 in a row. This is kind of what I'm thinking about with Brock Purdy. That was a stink bomb. If we get a stinker against Dallas on Sunday and he comes out of the bye with another stinker,
that's trouble.
Now we can talk about
that's
3
trouble.
Straight games where Brock has gone from hero to zero. So for me, this is one game against a great coordinator, a very good defense, and yeah, he was bad. End of tape.
Yeah, Dallas's defense is awful. So if they're not 4-4 7 days from now, then we can have a different conversation. We're not there yet. I would very much, my guess right now, with Juwan and Debo probably back on the field on Sunday night, this is going to be very much like the Patriots game, where it's like, oh, that's the Niners. We'll see. But they'll be 4-4. They'll go into the bye. Maybe they'll get Christian back for Tampa Bay. And the opportunity to have a good second half still very, very much sits there, and I would still predict them to win the division and all of those things. That's where I sit, not turning in my Brock card, not turning in my Kyle card, not turning in my 49er card. But this, for example, Comcast business text line, is what I'm getting at, okay? 925, what you noticed yesterday was a true Purdy without the weapons game.
Mm.
Why that one? How come when he looked good without weapons, that doesn't count?
Well, he didn't have any of the weapons yesterday.
Well, he didn't have any of the weapons against the Rams either. And I know they blew the game, but he was phenomenal. So, anyway, that's kind of... I thought yesterday was the worst thing I've ever seen from him. But is this a bigger issue or a smaller issue? Let's take your calls. You're all lined up. Here we go. 888-957-9570. It is not a Victory Monday on Willard and Dibbs.